Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Have you had a haircut, William?
Yes, I have, but not as much of a haircut. What a transformation. It's like the end of Beauty and the Beast with producer Ben.
Yeah, it looks
Look
very
at his
handsome.
Little hair. Very handsome. It really brings out his eyes.
Very handsome. Did you bump into Princess Anne after you'd had your haircut, or...?
Me?
Was she before or after you this week?
I believe she was done a few weeks ago.
Oh, was she?
But out of the place I go, they go to her.
Oh, does she not go to them?
I think she has been, but more generally it's, you know, the mountain goes to Muhammad.
My mum always said she doesn't like it when hairdressers come to the house because it doesn't feel like you're going out and having a proper natter. So she,
right.
I always remember that. She used to love going to hairdressers. She'd take all the magazines.
Does she have a Spanish hairdresser?
Yeah. She's not Spanish. She's from Ormskirk, but still.
Is there anyone Spanish left in Spain?
Hello and welcome to our weekend release, our bonus podcast where we see how much extra content we can squeeze in, random things that have been sent in, extra bits from our week, and how our advice went down with our Gene Divas. And this is one of the last weekend releases of the series. We're going to do one more next week, then we're going to go on a small break after the 100th episode, but it won't be long until we're back, will it?
Well, there might be, who knows what'll happen. It's all up for debate.
Oh.
Ben!
Is that a little dig?
Look at Ben!
Is that a little dig in at producer Ben?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, well, I'm going to miss talking to both of you every week, twice a week. It's going to be a great show.
Yes, same.
You sound so sincere.
All right, before we talk about our special live episode...
Mm-hmm. Shall we go to a bit of correspondence?
Yes, let's.
This is William Jordan and the Gimp. Now, I don't know whether they're referring to... Have you talked about having a Gimp?
Not jokingly, but don't have a Gimp.
Right.
I do not have a Gimp.
Then maybe they're talking about Ben. I don't know.
Okay.
Probably Ben. My husband and I have been G&D Divas way before there ever was mention of a castle in Wales. As it should be. Jordan, it is no surprise, coming from East Lancashire, that my local bargain booze Nisa and Spa don't provide the D. It took me a 15-minute drive to find a store that gave me the D. By that time, I was gagging for it, and since then, I've never looked back. I heard the recent episode where a surprise guest was on your show when she disclosed she was the person that slipped Jordan a snake or 50.
Oh, yeah.
That made me think. On the 30th of December 2019, Jordan tweeted about being stopped by police as part of a drink drive campaign. This is what Jordan tweeted. Hey, at Lancs Road Police.
Oh,
I
God.
Stupidly drove the wrong way down a one-way road and was pulled over by Sergeant John, who was quite firm. I remember this well. Who was quite firm, but also really nice and understanding. Please tell him thanks for being a nice bloke and helping a very shook-up idiot driver.
I remember this. Oh, God.
Well, going back to the letter. Well, I am Sergeant John.
Oh. Oh, God.
In his tweet, he talked about me being firm. To clarify, as gay as I am, I think he was referring to my stance on inappropriate driving, or driving whilst under the influence of alcohol or drugs. On that, I am very firm.
He was very firm. He was.
The result of our interaction was me realising that although his driving skills aren't necessarily expert, he is in fact a lovely lad, and it's no wonder that the nation has fallen in love with him. I love you and the GIMP too, William, he puts in brackets hastily. We will carry on listening, and we are booking one of your extra tour dates. Love you all. Take care. John.
No way. No way.
So Sergeant John, it turns out, is a, you know, who isn't a G&Diva?
I know, as if I got pulled up by a G&Diva. I remember it like it was yesterday. It was Christmas 2019, and I drove the wrong way up a one-way street. I am not a great driver. And I got pulled over, and Sergeant John said to me, very firm in the back of the car, he said, have you had a drink? I was like, no, God, no. He was like, I hate drink drivers. I'm the person that has to go to their families when there's been a crash and a fatality. And I was like, right, fair enough. And anyway, I wasn't drink driving or under any influence. And we had a really good chat. And then I tweeted afterwards how nice he was. And look at us now, as if I've been pulled up by a G&Diva.
My deep desire to find out that Kim Jong-un is a G&Diva is actually getting closer, because we've got members of the police force, snake wranglers. It's really, I think it's very likely that there's a world dictator as a G&Diva.
I do remember vaguely at the time after we talked and he'd give me a good talking to, he did say, oh, by the way, I love the podcast, but I was just
You left that bit out of the story.
Yeah, I do remember him saying that. Well, thanks for your letter, Sergeant John, and thanks for your lovely words. Hopefully we'll get to see each other again one day, and it's not when you're pulling me over.
Well, Sergeant John, maybe tell us which show, get back in touch, tell us which show you're going to come to in September or October, and maybe you could arrest Jordan live on stage. I've done a citizen's arrest before on Jordan during the Manchester Podcast Festival, but I actually think we could lock Jordan away for an entire show. It would be a much better show.
Yeah, John, do that. Please bring your handcuffs as well. That would be so much fun.
It's all coming out now.
Also, if any G&Divas have interacted with us in the past, I don't know, maybe you've served us in a shop or we've sat next to you on a train or something like that, do get in touch. That would be good. Yeah, maybe you've seen William and Mikey having a massive domestic in the middle of the street, you know. That's
oh, for God's sake. Clearly we weren't, because that person has not got in touch.
Well, I'm just saying.
As far as I know.
I bet there's plenty. Honestly,
they're saving it.
Them two, when they've had a drink, it's like an episode of EastEnders. You're not my mother! Yes, but I'm your lover, and you never listen to me! In middle of the street, it's so embarrassing. They've no shame, the pair of them.
Yeah, now anyone get in touch. Maybe if anyone's actually, you know, tied Jordan up with a dressing gown belt before or whatever. We won't necessarily read them out, but Ben and I'll have a nice time.
I have never been tied up with a dressing gown belt. I have never. Okay.
Well, will you be saying that after our live show, our live episode that we're doing for our 100th time this Sunday? Only a matter of a couple of days away. If you're listening to this on the day it's released, 2 days away.
Yeah, so this is coming out on the Friday. The Sunday, we are going to be live on YouTube, youtube.com/sexwithmyboss at 7 p.m. We will be there. For the first time in over a year, we are going to be recording in the same room. That'll be exciting.
Yes, it's very exciting. Will we remember what to do? What goes where? Who speaks when? Will we be able to mute producer Ben as easily as we can on Zoom?
Oh, no, yeah.
It's going to be weird.
That's the beauty. Can we get a little microchip inside Ben where we can mute him with a remote control? If Elon Musk is listening, I'm sure he's a G&Diva. Get in touch. Yeah, I'm sure there's something we could do.
And we should point out that if you can't join us on YouTube on the Sunday, it'll go out as a regular episode a couple of days later. So don't panic. If something happens, I mean, I don't really know what would happen and what is more important than watching us, but should anything happen, I know someone has an accident, there's a nuclear war, that sort of thing. Those are sort of the acceptable excuses. Other than that,
yeah.
YouTube, 7 o'clock, London time. Sunday.
Okay.
Producer Ben put a thing on our Instagram a few days ago asking if anyone could come up with some good ideas for the live show, because obviously Ben is totally drained and couldn't be bothered to come up with any good ideas. So shall I go through a couple of the suggestions?
Yep, Go on.
Sadly, at the top of the list are Jordan's impressions. Did you write that yourself?
No, but all I'll say is, for the live show, I do have a couple of tricks up my sleeve. That's all I'm going to say.
Does it involve a potato peeler?
I will bring the potato peeler as a prop if needs be. Yeah, why not?
Okay. They've asked for more of my diary.
Yes, definitely. I think we should have more of your diary.
Any more of your diary?
Oh, yeah, let's do both of our diaries. Yeah.
Yeah, just to show her like a good and bad example of a diary.
Yeah. I found some bits from before I went in the castle. Yeah.
Again, more Wilfred and Justin, slightly depressingly.
Okay.
I think if we do Wilfred and Justin, I don't think it should be me that writes it, because when I wrote it, mine was very subtle and quite clever, and I just think it went completely over your head, Jordan.
No, I didn't. I got it. I'm going to put that right now on my to-do list. Oh, God. There's not enough hours in the day. Write Wilfred and Justin. Skit. There we go.
That's skit. Oh, Ben could write. I mean, Ben's was all right.
Yeah.
Okay. When you say you put it on your to-do list, can I always find your to-do lists fascinating? Can we just go over your to-do list today, please?
Sure. Do you want to do Monday or Wednesday? Wednesday, the day
which
we're
recording. Which is the most interesting?
Okay, Wednesday. That's today, the day of recording. Message Amy, reference meeting. Show ideas for
Hello.
The weekend.
Who's Amy?
My producer at work.
Oh, right.
Help I sexted my boss ideas. That's got a tick. So
it's good at the
that.
End of the series.
Help I sexted my boss social media posts. Need to do that. Playlist voiceover. That's for the CBBC show that I do. I record it at home. Call doctors. Meetings. Finance email.
Hang on. What are meetings? Meetings. Do you know... Oh, I think I'm in the mood for a meeting now.
No, I've got a couple of Zooms.
Some people go and have some carrot sticks and hummus. Jordan has a meeting.
We've got a couple of Zooms. Finance email. Pay water bill. Done that. And finally, write Wilfred and Justin skit. Okay.
Busy, busy.
Monday was a busy day. Listen to Help I Sexed My Boss. Edit. Invoice.
Right, yeah.
Trainers. I needed to order some new trainers.
How much time does trainers take up of your day?
It took me about half hour to find some new trainers.
Half an hour?
Actually, I don't know what one this is here. Send pics to Paul. What? I actually don't know what that is. Send pics to Paul. Paul?
Which Pauls do you know?
Zawa Paul, my cousin. Who's Paul? What pictures did I send? Oh, no. It was the Sunday Times photographer.
You're doing the Sunday Times?
That's all I'm going to say. Run. Meeting with financial advisor, set up by none other than William Hansen. Cancel Protect My Bubble direct debit. Cancel Curry's direct debit. Wax hair appointment.
Wow. I love your days. They're so fascinating.
Honestly, there's not enough hours in the day.
God bless
there
you.
There isn't.
Okay. All right, well...
That's fascinating,
that is fascinating.
Isn't
I'm so glad we did that. That's wonderful. Other things that people have suggested. So people have put lots of dilemmas. Now, we do have ones that people have sent in, obviously, but on the live stream, there is going to be a facility for people to chat, comment, interact. So if you have a dilemma that you would like to share live with us on the day, type it into the chat facility, and hopefully we will have a go at answering it. It can be long, it can be short... we don't mind.
Yeah, good shout.
Someone wants the click-clack of Jordan's high heels.
Can I bring my heels? I mean, I don't know where they are. Sorry.
No, on your feet. Jordan admits he's kinky.
I'm not kinky.
Take a few gin and debonnets, but I'm sure that'll happen. And at the bottom of the list, and I really do mean at the bottom of the list, producer Ben.
What about him?
Well, I don't know. They've just written producer Ben. Maybe they mean I know we shoot him.
Is Ben even coming?
Actually, I don't know. Is he still on this?
Do we need him? No. Do we need him? Ben, you have the day
off.
Can
Diego come?
No, because all you leave in the background is, Diego, sit, Diego. No, I said sit, not shit. Oh,
Is anyone going to carry a bag?
All we'll hear in the background is this pathetic sort of whimpering and scratching and woofing, and then we'll realise that's Ben, not Diego.
For the 50th time, we do love him. We are very good friends. We just like to give him a bit of... We're like his older brothers. We just like to tease him a little. Ben's just told us, actually, that there was a couple of suggestions for us to say one nice thing about producer Ben.
That really irritates me because, well, for a start, there's not much to say. But also, and that's a joke, have we not heard the end of the... Can we not remember the end of the Castle series where I basically broke down in floods of tears and was terribly nice about Ben? It's actually, it's not me that needs to say anything nice.
Yeah.
It's you. It's deeply moving. Award winning.
I was doing my ironing and burst out crying.
Why did you got grease?
I burnt my brand new shirt. Burnt my new expensive shirt.
Your expensive shirt.
Yeah,
it came from
Next.
Yeah, okay, good, yeah.
Beat me to it.
So are you excited for our live 100th episode?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to this. I'm like a kid at Christmas. It's going to be such a good laugh.
How are you with the fact that, you know, there's no editing for the live bit anyway?
We'll be all right.
And I assume you're drinking.
Yeah, I won't be drinking too much, but I'll have a good few. I won't be Sarah drunk. I'll just be... on my way, like nice, little, like a couple of drinks in. You know, on a Sunday afternoon where you've got a little hangover and you think, do you know what'll sort me out now? A couple of pints, and just like I'll just have a couple. I'll have a pint before a Jean Diva before I go on air, and then a Jean Diva.
Yeah, that's a competition we haven't yet run on the Instagram.
We are not going to be having a Jean Diva before we go on air. We're going to. Yeah, that's the X-rated show that we're doing after 9 o'clock.
Do you think
on
Tom Holland's
fans
a G&D,
page?
But just coincidentally?
We're going to have a G&D before we go on air, and a G&D when we're on air as well. Yeah. And then we're going to go for drinks afterwards.
We might have another G&D afterwards.
Then, have you booked... Is there a beer garden afterwards we can go to, have a couple of pints? Yeah?
A beer garden? Can we not do, like, a cocktail court?
Why do you say that?
A cocktail cloister.
You've been in a beer garden before, haven't you?
Once. That was enough.
Really?
Mm. Well, G&D was, we will see you for the live episode, the 100th episode, on YouTube, youtube.com/sextomyboss, or search for Sex to My Boss on that website, and we will see you there. And also, thank you for getting us to this point of doing 100 main episodes. That's wonderful. If you have anything else, a problem, another piece of correspondence that you want us to read out on the live episode or in a future series, all the information is at sexwithmyboss.com. Jordan, Ben, I will see you at the live episode. Yes, I'm doing the entire outro because Jordan's headphones and microphone have completely packed up, so I'm doing the whole thing. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Bye, guys.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.